Now, according to the Nigeria Social Cohesion Survey 2021, it was taken by the African Polling Institute, 7 out of 10 Nigerians were eager to leave the country if offered the opportunity. Also, a World Bank survey taken that same year, 2021, revealed that 56,000 more Nigerians were leaving the country yearly than they were arriving. Now, this is really a problem of some sort. Passport issuance in the country rose by 38%, which means more Nigerians are relocated, are leaving the country. An increase from 767,164 to 1 million, well over a million passports were issued in 2020 and 2021. The data from the NIS, the passport types range from standard official diplomatic emergency travel certificates, refugee passports, or just conventional travel documents. I can't give you all the details as to how many for each of the various kinds of passports. But the United Kingdom Immigration Report showed that 13,609 Nigerian healthcare workers were granted working visa. This is only second to India with over 42,000 practitioners. It brings us to the question of brain drain, which we are going to look at. The question of brain drain. We have nurses leaving the country. We have doctors leaving the country. We even have bankers. Several workers in the banks in this country are leaving, worsening the country's brain drain crisis, raising training costs for Nigerians' financial institutions. This was a report from the Bloomberg. Widespread brain drain. Yet we had our Minister for Labour and Employment say we are not suffering that. If we have more people going out, it is simply because we've trained a lot of people so we can basically borrow some out or lend some out. I don't know if that was the word he used, but I'm just trying to explain what he meant. And that is where we are now. Lecturers live in the country. All of these people live in the country. But I don't know if you've heard about these particular institute I want to talk about this morning. The Chartered Institute of Personnel Management of Nigeria. Have you heard of it? Okay. So it's actually a regulatory body for the practice of human resource management in the country. We have a post up on Facebook for you, and we want to have a conversation around that. So we need to get your reactions and let us know. Is leaving the country the best option to cause a positive change? That's the question we're asking. Everybody, hashtag jackpa. Everybody wants to jackpa. Everybody wants jackpa. Is that the option? Is that the best option if we're to effect positive change? We'll go on a short break. Let's get your reactions at Nigeria Info on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My guest is already ready for us. We'll be speaking to the president, Chartered Institute of Personnel Management of Nigeria, Olusegun Mochid. Mochid will be speaking with us via telephone. And hello, good morning to you, Mr. Olusegun. Good morning.
Good morning, thank you for having me.
All right, thank you very much. There's a lot of questions that people would want to ask. I had to go through reading about the Chartered Institute of Personnel Management of Nigeria. And honestly, I would say I haven't really heard about the institute in a long time. And then when I came across it and read about what you do or what you're set up to do, it became really intriguing. Looking at the fact that we've been seeing a lot of migration and there's the issue of brain drain in the country, which has become a conversation. Quickly, sir, if you could just clarify for us, what exactly do you do? The CIPM.
The, the Chartered Institute of Personnel Management of Nigeria, the CIPM. Thank you so much. Number one, we've been around for some time, and number two, it is about people, managing people for results, and that's how we say we add value, you know, through people and quality value. What we do is that we do not just regulate the profession of human resource management in Nigeria, we also groom people, we develop people. It's the only recognized professional institute for that role, the role of managing people. And you know, people management is key. It's about the most crucial thing, because you may be talking about infrastructure, and you may be talking about a lot of other things. If you do not groom, if you do not grow, if you do not develop the people that will manage such infrastructure, we are back to ground zero. So that's what we do. People and performance.
Many will question how well that has gone. I know that the institute was chartered by Decree Number 58 of 1992. That was where you were charged with that responsibility. And we've been having a lot of migration lately, and people leaving the country. We have bankers, doctors. In fact, there are many million Nigerians who, at given the opportunity, would be very quick to leave the country. How did we get to this point, and what programs have you initiated or you've been working with to ensure that people are better managed and we stem the tide of this migration and brain drain?
Okay, thank you very much. Labor migration is not new. Yes, I know that in recent time it's been so accentuated. I just want us to know, let us put it in the right perspective, and let us not be involved in fear-mongering. Labor migration is a global phenomenon. Before now, we have had people, before even our generation, going abroad to do a lot of things. Some of them to school, and they remain there. Some of them come back home. That's number one. Number two, I just want you to know, I said it earlier, it's a global phenomenon. Let me just give one instance. Medical doctors in the UK are migrating in their droves to Australia. And UK looks around and says, where are we going to get medical doctors to, you know, to replace those ones who are leaving us? And they look towards Nigeria. This is where
Why do they look towards Nigeria?
Hold on, I'm coming, because we have qualified medical doctors. You need to see our people doing greatly, not only in the UK, in the US. My doctor practices medicine in Australia. So they Nigerians are great people. Let us look at the positive side of things. I will tell you, this is where we come in. No matter how much, you know, we are migrating, we are developing. I told you earlier on, that is what we do. We develop and regulate. We are developing Nigerians to step up and fill those roles. That's number one. It may not be as fast as some of us will look at it. Let us look at the advantage of such. As they go, things are opening up, because in the first place, the jobs are not there. As they go, things are opening up, others are stepping up to take those roles. As they go, sir, do you know, there was this research. I want to speak earlier about the diaspora remittances, but before I go into that, there was a research that was done recently, and we call this phenomenon JAPA, and
yes,
we're trying to see why are people going. And the other day we have this 18% who said, look, there is better condition, better infrastructure out there. There's no doubt about that. Okay. Another one says, oh, because once I earn a little, you know, dollar or a little pound, and it becomes so much naira, you just have, I know that we have 15 minutes for this, but you would just have to. You ask a question that should take us.
No, we can go. We will go beyond that. If it's fine, I'm just trying to look at your busy schedule. Okay. So we can go beyond that. No problem.
So let's say this 18% said that. Another percentage said, no matter what. 23% said, I have no reason, no matter the rule, because we're asking them, what can we do for you to stay? 23% said outright, there's nothing. 23% said, there is nothing you can do to make me stay. That one has nothing to do with the human resource profession. That one has nothing to do with the government. They are ready to go. But for those who have risen to advocate, you know, quality education, ASUU has been on strike, and so on and so forth, our institute coming. You know, various ways, we're in collaboration with universities, we're in collaboration with government agencies, the Labor Ministry, the Office of the Head of the Civil Service, of the various sub-nationals, and at the federal level, to look at on how to develop the human being, how to develop the human resources of this nation. Because, sir, you know, it's straightforward. The people of a nation, the people of an organization, especially the quality people of a nation and all an organization, you know, are your best resources.
Mm.
And that is where we come in. You are speaking about decree number 58 of 1992.
Yes.
We have been around since 1968. We have been around since 1968, and this is what we've been doing.
Many would argue that maybe the people have lost hope. A lot of young people have lost hope. Some doctors would even say the system here doesn't function as much as it should, as well as it should. Some bankers would say the same. There's a stat here for you. You say it shouldn't be something to cause panic. But then when you see the numbers and how fast they climb, we know that people have been traveling over the years. But recently, Immigration Service, Nigeria Immigration Service, passports issued rose by 38%. That's almost 50%. 38% between 2020 and 2021. The increase is from 767,000 to about 1 million. Over 1 million passports issued in 2020 and 2021. I've not counted 2022 yet. When you look at these numbers, and for many people, you say you've been around for a long time. Some people would say they haven't heard. I know that you have a summit coming up. We'll get into that and perhaps the theme of that conversation. But clarify for us why this should not be a worry. People would say they are leaving because there's no hope in the government or because the structure here isn't working properly. How do you come in to manage that thought pattern?
What we do for our people, we encourage our people, and we are not into the business of motivation speaking. But we encourage our people with substance, with what they can see. We have seen the light at the end of the tunnel. We believe that this nation will be great again, and that is why in this year's conference we are looking at leading people. Growing nations. That is some of the reasons, you know, you've got to come closer to this institute. And once again, I'm going to say we are collaborating even with radio stations, not just for the conference, you know, but throughout the year to keep on pushing, you know, pushing our message out there that there's no cost. Falam, I've told you the advantages that, okay, yes, we don't speak for government. But what do we do? Wherever we have the opportunity, we have programs in places. You need to see the process of certification.
Mr. Olusegun, please, just a minute. We'll go on a short commercial. When we come back, we'll hear the programs you have in place and what people benefit from this and how they can tap into it. Students are just returning from the strike. We have many young people out there who do not have anything doing and have lost hope in the government, hence the Jakpa hashtag on social media. We'll talk more about this when we return. Just stay on the line. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just stay on the line. If you have questions, Nigeria Info PH on Twitter and Facebook, send in your questions also to WhatsApp 0809 030 6416. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Right, we're back and live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My guest is the President and Chairman Governing Council, Chartered Institute of Personnel Management of Nigeria, Olusegun Mojeed. Brain drain. Many saying, well, it's enormous in the country right now. Migration increasing on a daily basis. My guests have said, well, this is not something new. We've always had this over the years. In fact, he's pointed towards the UK where doctors are leaving to Australia and other countries. And hence, it's only proper, it's nothing out of place if Nigerians also want to go to the UK for job or for many other reasons. But many would point to the statistics and begin to say the numbers are just too much. And he talked about the survey where 23% of people have said, regardless of what happens in this country, I am leaving. Well, how can we manage this? We'll be getting back with our guests to continue the conversation. If you have questions you want us to ask, you can send them to me now on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We are live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can also join the conversation there and ask your questions. Mr. Olusegun, good morning. Thank you for staying on the line.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so quickly, in the next few minutes, tell us, you've always mentioned you've been working with universities, other organizations, to see how to better manage the human resource that we have. Can you highlight for us some of the critical things that the Institute has been doing or is doing to engage, to manage better the human resource that the country is blessed with, and how people who do not know about this can participate?
Okay. Who do not know about what can participate?
Exactly, who do not know about the Institute? There are many people who may not have heard, who do not know how to benefit.
Well, you have a point there to start with. For instance, there's a way we have this article of memorandum to work with the various, you know, with various universities in the country. I can tell you we have such with the University of Ibadan, we have that with the Covenant University, we have that with the Leeds City University, and you know, we have that with LASU in Lagos and other universities.
What about the federal universities? I'm talking University of Port Harcourt. We're in Port Harcourt, yes, so yeah, with that.
We are in the process. I have just mentioned a few. You, like you rightly said, that some didn't know on time, and we are reaching out to others. And I can tell you that of University of Port Harcourt is in the pipeline.
The River State University as well?
Hello?
The River State University.
We'll get there. It is, let us call it turn by turn.
Okay.
So we reach out. Most of the time we take the initiative, but there are times the universities get to know what we are doing with other universities and they reach out to us and we put an agreement in place. The first place we look at is the curriculum being offered by those schools. And we, you know, the role we play is to ensure that curriculum, you know, tallies with something that when the students graduate, they can work in the private sector. So that, you know, what we try to do is to take it a little bit out of the theory, and make it practical. What will make that student to survive on graduation and on being sacrificed by our institute to survive in the corporate killing fields out there? You know, when we get, you know, that is the name, to perform well, to fit in, to settle down well, you know, in the corporate world. That is one area that we do this. And now this conference is coming up. We've got, you know, a long way And we, you know, the whole hub to inform people, we've been there in all the social media handles. We've been out there telling people about us. We have a website, www.cipmnigeria.org. We refer people to such places. Go and learn more about us. We have a call center, a functional call center. You can call us. You will find the number on the site, you know, www.cipmnigeria.org. And then you reach out to us. We will respond to your inquiries. Those are the areas in the social media. We are in the world of social media. We are live in almost all social media handles where you can get about what, where you can read about us, where you can know about us. And one of the reasons we are trying to make us known further is this session with Nigeria Info, so that, I mean, is an ongoing process. We keep doing it because, ladies and gentlemen, nobody wings in the dark. We are out there and we are ready to keep asking questions.
All right, quickly. If you can point out for us, you have said that the migration is something that is not new. Would you agree that we're suffering brain drain in Nigeria?
That we are suffering brain drain in Nigeria? Well, it could be a matter of language. No, I am not going to say suffering. We are experiencing such. No, we are experiencing brain drain in Nigeria. And
why?
I'm saying that we are not alone. However, because of our population, it is looking so, looming so large. And I've said this earlier, you can't really blame the people living. There are certain things that we do, we actually lack in this environment. But I can tell you, it is also a global phenomenon. So where do we come in? For me, I do not see the problem. It's the solution I look for. Where do we come in as an institute? We are both, certifying, people in people management. And I said it earlier, and that's what took us to the issue of universities. We are collaborating with government. We are intervening in disputes to ensure that there is, an equitable settlement so that the economy can function well. We are, we're also collaborating in grooming people to step up to the plate as some people leave, because it's going to continue. People will continue to leave and will continue to produce other people to replace
Mr.
them.
Mr. Olusegun, that means you're saying it's not really possible for us to reduce the amount of people that leave if we cannot stop it. Is it possible to reduce it? Is it possible to reduce the amount of people that leave the country as much as they are now?
I am not a politician. I'm not a politician. I am not good in any way. We are, there's something in political science, we call it homo politicus. We are all politicians, but you see, I'm not the partisan one, so I'm not going to promise you anything. Politics is who gets what. So what we are doing is to see how many people can be encouraged. I just told you that we did a research, and 28% said, no matter what you do, no matter we go. And others point to insecurity, others point to infrastructure. So what do you need to do? At the end of it, whether we're talking of insecurity, whether we're talking of infrastructure, it's people that are foundational to this thing.
Mm.
Look at the issue of insecurity. Every person involved in banditry or any other form of social malice, they come from the family. They
All right.
come from a family. So what are we doing? We've got to look at people. Why have we eroded our social values? This is where the CIPM comes in. If you show up at the conference, you're going to hear us, you're going to see us talking about these things.
By the way, the conference is open for everybody, anybody, everybody can be a part
now,
of it.
When you get to www.cipmnigeria.org, you will see the formalities of coming to the conference. No, it's a free day conference because we have quality for this conference all over the world, globally. And I want to tell you one other thing that has associated this issue of JAFTA that has made it so a little bit alarming is the COVID-19, pandemic of 2020. Things really became bad. People lost their jobs. People didn't have hope. We may be talking of migration. We may be talking about great resignation today. Now in the COVID pandemic situation, it became clear that some employers are just using us for fun. They do not care for us. And people just say, wow, what am I doing here? These are not really for me. I am talking globally. You know, the great resignation didn't start in Nigeria. But because we are part of a global economy, we've been affected. People just want to live for living's sake. So those are there. People want to live because my friend has gone, and in our community, they must not, and also everybody. So what I'm saying is that this became so, you know, pronounced because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay. We have some few questions from WhatsApp. I'll just pose about one or two of them to you so you respond to, and then we get your final words. Perhaps people get to know where the conference is when it's happening, so people who do not know about you can really hear. And let's see what we can do about Jakpa, because it seems like Jakpa is not going anywhere. We'll just keep speaking about it. This one says, Mr. President, CIPM, what advice do you have for Nigeria on how to use the good side of migration to benefit the Nigerian economy in the future? This is from Jola Oyeneye.
Yeah, Jola Oyeneye is my very good friend. Thank you for being there. He's a member of the he has gone to Kuru and back. He's an MNI. Let me quickly say this, that for Nigeria, number one, let's keep developing our people, because like I told you earlier on, some 23 to 25% will leave no matter what you do. So let's keep grooming our young ones to take, you know, to step in the right place. We need to wrap up. We need to, you know, expedite. Let me use that word. And in the word of a friend of mine, we need to rapidize. We need to rapidize the development, and that's why we are ready to collaborate, you know, with those schools. You know what we are, like, what we should be doing is, how do we bring them faster? You know, the gown. How do we bring the gown faster to the town? Because there are two different things. This is about the curriculum we run in our various schools currently. We need to work on it. Now, that's number one. Develop the people, raise the people. Because whether we like it or not, we are not going to import foreigners to step into those roles that are being left behind. That's number one. Number two, I also, you know, advise, not just the government. I keep saying this. We are always asking, how do you, advise the government? No, I'm advising Nigeria. Let me advise Nigeria. But the other thing is that, you know, the diaspora remittance has increased mightily. I've gone up. So we need to manage that bit. We need to manage that bit, of the economy. As the money comes into the economy, what are they being
in other words, you're saying if diaspora remittance has increased, it simply means that people live in the country, even if we are seeing it from a negative perspective, it also has some positives to it.
They are remitting. Go, I don't have the figure out hand there, but CBN said it, and I know that Abitabiri also mentioned it the other day. What is this money being used for? I hope it's not going, the money is not going into wrong hands. And let us monitor that thing and use it to develop infrastructures and use it very well for this country.
All right, quickly, just to follow up to this, there was a talk about a law that would make medical practitioners remain in the country for a couple of years before leaving if they want to, especially after they've acquired the knowledge that they have. The conversation is around it. We take a lot to train a person, and then they leave the country and go elsewhere. What do you think about such a situation? Is that something that should be encouraged?
I have been in the corporate world, in the private sector for more than 35 years of working. I have never for one supported bond. There is this thing we call it bond. People come to work for you in the private sector. When you send them on training, they must sign some bond before they go on training. I've never supported it. It has never worked positively. I don't believe in any law being set up to stop anybody. Why don't we work on our infrastructure? Why don't we work on those things that will make, at least if 35% says that there's nothing you can do, I must leave. How about the remaining 75%? Why don't we look at their complaint? What are they complaining about? and do something about it. That's what I would rather suggest, rather than introducing things that will make them angrier. They're asking a medical doctor to stay 2 years before he leaves. What if he begins to give all kinds of injections to the patient?
Okay.
Because he's angry, because he's suffering from mental health.
All right, let's take this question. Let's take this question now. Yes, I'm here with you. This one says, what do you think your organization or government at the state or federal level will do to reduce the exodus of people, also known as Jakba? Because we are made to believe that in Europe and the Western world, life is more better than what we have in Nigeria. This is from Umaso from Erema, which brings me to a question too. Is it really better outside the country? Because there are also stories of people who do odd jobs and work extra hours. What's your reaction to this?
Now, quickly, the grass is never greener on the other side. Believe me. When you pick from your own yard to the other yard, and you think the grass is greener, no. The man on the other side has been tending his grass. He's been watering it. He's been trimming it. That's why it's looking greener. So for me, it's not about saying that what the government can do. What can I do? What can you do? What can the various subnationals do? That is, the state of the federation. What can we all do together? How can we put us together to keep improving this country, developing infrastructure, maintaining security? Before you know it, is life actually really better on the other side? I know of a gentleman who was controlling a lot of things here, who was living large here, and suddenly, he has Japa, and then when the employer over there sent his reference letter to us, you'll be shocked. The role is being given. The meanest of all jobs. And I just wondering, must these people go? But then you may want to talk about infrastructure. You may want to talk about 24 hours. Light, electricity, and so on. But nobody is telling you about 50% tax.
But people are asking too, for you, Mr. Olusegun, do you have all your family here in Nigeria or some living abroad? Because that's also...
Okay, it's a good one. You know, that's why I told you that Japa is not new. Japa is not new. The last of my family members probably left some 10 years ago.
Okay.
So you see, it's not new. I've said it that it's not new, but that it only became accentuated by the COVID-19 phenomenon and so on and so forth.
All right.
I want to say this, that, there is hope and we have seen light, that side of the tunnel. I am not one of those who come to your station and begin to bash the government. I want my listeners to stand before the mirror and ask the question, what can be my contribution to this development? What can I do? Starting from my own Jerusalem to make things better.
All right, Olusegun, before you go quickly, you haven't mentioned for us that conference that you've so much talked about for people to get that knowledge.
This is the 54th edition of our international conference and exhibition, and I'm so glad we are back in Port Harcourt after 23 years. I think the last place we had this conference was in Port Harcourt before we finally moved to Abuja, and we have been in Abuja for 23 years. For me, it's homecoming as a boy born in the Niger Delta and then grew in the Niger Delta before Japan to Lagos at the age of 13 or 14. So I'm so glad to be back home with this conference, and we'll be hoping, having this conference, maybe tonight we are opening it with some refreshments this evening.
Please, tell me the venue of the refreshment so I can come.
Yeah, your own.
Mr. Olusegun, I can't be on my own.
We'll be having it at Obiwali, but then they will let you in if you are not well registered. It's also, we are people, under authority. Go to www.cigmnigeria.org to get properly registered, because that is the only reason and the only way you can join us at Obiwali International Conference Center.
All right.
We'll be there till Thursday. We'll be there.
All right, Mr. Olusegun Ojeed.
Thank you, Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Yes, have a great day yourself. I'm pretty sure we have loads of messages, but let's open the phone lines and get your reactions. Very busy man. I had to see how we could, you know, get a little time out of him to have this conversation. But Jackpa, I mean, everybody talks about it. It's the hashtag on Twitter. People want to leave the country. I've given you the figures, how we've seen migration move. And you've heard some of the things that he has said. Well, whether you agree or not, let's find out. Share your opinion with us. Is leaving the best option for us? 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003. Please just try to be concise and precise. Clement from Ada George, good morning to you. You're welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Andrew.
And
thank you for bringing your guest. And I must say that, well, he did not actually give me hope not to stay in Nigeria. From having listened to him, he didn't give me hope at all. At all, you know. So, in other words, what he was trying to tell me is that I can Japa, that Japa is allowed. Now, the thing is this. The grass is always greener on the other side. I have looked at the mirror, and having looked at me personally, Clement, at the mirror, it is what would be good for me as a person first that I should be considering. You know, so if we all consider ourselves first, because if you show yourself love, that is where the love will go to other people. If you hate yourself, you hate the nation. So for me, it did not help me at all. So if the opportunity comes, I will go, because the grass is always greener. It is dealt with some of the issues that you talked about. Why are we going out of the country? Well, we are not enjoying common as infrastructure, such as good road, light, and good health care. In fact, talk about the death mortality rate in Nigeria. How many babies that a hospital in Obiakpo, even the Obiakpo chairman cannot count how many babies were born yesterday. He cannot. Even in fact, I didn't in next month, he will not know. So yeah, you say people should know that when we have places where as we give birth in that country, they know that a child has been born. And you say we should know that. No, he did not help me.
All right, Clement, thank you very much. Daniel on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, my brother.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I slightly disagree with the guest. If he was still there with you, I would have asked him. He said it is a global phenomenon. I would have asked him how many Germans that are coming to Nigeria. How many Swedish are coming to Nigeria? For me, he's just talking like a motivational speaker. And even for somebody to motivate people, I think, so if it's not even a motivational speaker, he's just being economical with the truth of what we have here. Let me tell you, you see those that are living in Nigeria, it is better for us, because we would have been contending with them. Now that a cup of local rice is 200 naira, it will have been 400 naira if they are not living. And as I am talking to you now, I am here because I don't have the means or the opportunity even for me to transport myself from Imoge to Osakoya to Port Harcourt town. It's a difficult thing for me. What am I saying? If it, by any means, I will leave this place. For them that own this place, let me stop here.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much. On Facebook, Godspower Igwe says, leaving can never be the best option. You want to stay in Nigeria and enjoy every day, but you jackpot abroad to do mortuary, nanny, gate man, carry feces from morning to night. With doctorate degree, no. Kahaga and Lawrence said, many people are eager to leave this country because of the hopeless situation they have found themselves. Ogo Jone just says, going to another country for greener pasture is a normal thing that happens globally, but we paint a different picture here. On WhatsApp, this one says, leaving can never be the best option. You want to stay in Nigeria and enjoy. Another message here says, if I could take this one before we go, the current Jack Bass syndrome is due to insecurity in the country and less for economic benefits. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time and for listening. Somebody was asking for the site again. So you can simply go to CIPM.com. My name is Ifeemi Andrew, CIPM.com, and just follow there and find out more. Thank you very much. Jude comes in with Hello Port Harcourt. Do stay tuned and enjoy it. It's going to be very interesting. And those who are suffering the flood, again, our heart goes out to you. And we pray that the government would wear its thinking cap and do the needful. Good morning.